For the next 30 minutes, you're about to hear everything happening in the fine city of Delaware, Ohio. Here we go. Lee Yoakam, Bob Hogeson, your hosts on My 96.7.
All right. Finally some music that I recognize.
Right, uh-huh.
You know, Mark, as I always do, I don't watch TV to see what's on. I want to see what else is on.
Sure.
And there was 2 episodes of My Three Sons.
Was it?
Yeah, Chip was up to, they were up to some hijinks. I forget what it was. And then Uncle Charlie had to settle him down. So anyway.
Yeah, got to do that. That's a great show. Love that.
Yep. So anyway, hey, happy Friday. Hey, it's raining outside.
It's like
good.
Groundhog Day all over again.
Wash and repeat.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Yeah, I can, all right. My list of don't need again, rain, wind, cold. That has been May. Mm-hmm. Said the grumpy man yelling at the clouds.
Get off my long green grass.
Ridiculous.
Get off my lawn that needs to be mowed every other day.
Anyway, so it is Friday in Delaware. It's Delaware City Digest. I am Lee Yoakam, and over there, Bob Hogeson. Bob, back with us.
Happy Friday, everybody. I know, yeah, it's a little rainy, but, you know, there was a time not that long ago that we had, you know, water restrictions throughout the area, and it's just hard to believe.
You mentioned this on the way to the studio 2 years ago this week.
Yeah,
was when we had to institute water restrictions, and the grass was crackling under your feet when you walked on it. It seems impossible now.
I know. I remember you barely even had to mow the lawn back then, and now you got to mow it about every like 3 or 4 days or start crawling up your kneecaps.
Crazy. Unheard of.
Unheard of.
So you
deluge.
You had to come back to work to take a vacation, Bob?
Finally back, yeah. This is a schedule I like. I just want to swoop in on Fridays. I'm just going to work on Fridays. That's my schedule.
You spent 6-7 days with the family out of state.
Yeah.
So you needed to really relax, so you came back to work.
There was a lot. Usually the kids in the back seat, I make them wear the headphones. I was driving. I wore the headphones. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have to hear them. That's your cue, Mark.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Next time.
Okay.
So when you're talking rain, wind, and cold, what better guest to have on than the person who's running our public pool?
Yeah.
No. Bridget Donahue is on the show today. Bridget, welcome back to the Digest.
Thanks for having me, guys.
We're going to talk about not just the pool, but all the things going on this summer season with City of Delaware Parks and Recreation. But welcome to the show. It's the first time in the studio.
It is. It's nice to be here.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. You've been on so many times, and this is the first in person.
Yeah.
I feel like we've had her on a million times, but yeah, she said she's only been on by phone. So.
Yeah, cool. Awesome. This is great. So looking forward to talking about the pool. It will be sunny. It will be warm, and it will be fun. It's always fun at the pool, but we're going to talk about that and many other things. So before we do, though.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin. The news wouldn't be the news without the news.
Well, let me tell you, I got some news for you.
Americans heard the news and went wild.
Okay, thanks, Lee and Mark and Bridget. Here's your Delaware Daily News for Friday, May 30th, 2025. Well, the City of Delaware is saddened to share the news of the passing of former mayor and council member Wendell Wheeler, who died last week at the age of 84. Mayor Wheeler dedicated over 16 years to public service in our city, including 7 as mayor and 4 as vice mayor. He was first elected in 1997 and spent the next 15 years helping guide Delaware's growth through thoughtful leadership and strong commitment to the community. During his time in office, he played a key role in improving our water and wastewater treatment facilities, revitalizing the downtown area, and bringing in new businesses and industries that created hundreds of jobs for local residents. Well, if you missed last week's show, you, of course, missed a good one. Our friend of the show, City Watershed and Sustainability Coordinator Lisa Roberts, was on to talk about all the great things she's doing to keep our environment clean and safe for our future. So why not come celebrate that at our awesome river and ecology? Celebrate our awesome river and ecology at the 12th annual Olentangy River Festival coming up Saturday, June 21st at Mingo Park. The popular festival celebrates water conservation by inviting friends of the river to the park for an afternoon of education and fun. You can expect some great food, some fun games, some live music, fly fishing demos, and more. You can go to our Facebook page at City of Delaware to learn more about this yearly event. Well, nothing says summer in the City of Delaware like the very fun and popular Summer on Winter concert series. Our friends over at Main Street Delaware host this awesome series. The dates and bands have been announced. June 25th, we'll see the Lucky Penny Sisters set up at the stage in front of Bun's Restaurant. July 16th, the Trailer Park Ninjas will perform. And then the big finale will be August 20th, and that will be the very popular band North to Nashville. The concerts are free to attend thanks to many generous sponsors in our community. Music kicks off always at 7 p.m. for each concert and ends about 9 p.m. Just bring your lawn chair and some good vibes and come listen to some sweet tunes downtown for the summer on Winter Concert Series. For more details, you can hit up Main Street Delaware's Facebook page. And of course, summer also means the farmers market is back open and all the vendors are ready to see you every Saturday morning from 9 a.m. till noon. Vendors line Sandusky Street and sell everything from fruits and veggies and flowers to baked goods, soaps, and other homemade crafts. The farmers market runs every Saturday through October. And finally, we, of course, have our good friend Bridget Donahue with us today. She's the program superintendent for all things City of Delaware Parks and Recreation, and she basically sees all the summer fun in the city, from managing summer camps to sports programs to the Jack Florence Pool. She does it all, and we look forward to speaking to her more about all the stuff they have going on over at Parks and Rec this summer. We're going to talk to her more after the break. But now, Lee, back to you.
Hey, thanks, Bob. I had one item that I wanted to announce. Our good friends, Citizens for the Fourth, are planning the July 4th parade, Bob. I know you're a big parade goer and all things July 4th.
I just like the explosions.
You like to blow things up.
Yeah,
mostly,
just the bombs and things like
okay.
that.
It's okay. Everybody's got a little pyromaniac in them, so that's okay.
Yeah.
Embrace that. But not around the daughter of a fire chief.
Oh, that's right. My bad.
Can't forget that.
So it's Citizens for the Fourth, again, is organizing the parade. It will take place on Friday, July 4th, as all the City of Delaware activities do. The parade begins at 11 a.m. like it did last year. It leaves from the county fairgrounds, travels through the downtown, concluding off of Winter or off of Wilmer and Henry Street. The parade is open for applications if your organization would like to take part. And the parade application can be found on the City of Delaware website at DelawareOhio.net. So get involved with the 4th of July parade. They do a great job with it. And looking forward to that. The parade at 11. The outdoor concert at 7:30 on the Ohio Wesleyan University campus. Use your words, Lee. And then fireworks at 10 p.m., Bob. Full day of patriotism, fun, and festivities in Delaware.
Bring out your lawn chair and your bottle of water. It's going to be hot and sunny, Lee. I know it.
You were going to say bring out your lawn chair and something else, and you corrected yourself and added bottle of
water. I said bottle
of
water. That's what I said.
Okay. All right. All right, we have Bridget Donahue in the house with us. We're going to talk about City of Delaware summer recreation programming and all things going on. So, Bridget, are you ready to go?
Absolutely.
All right, we're looking forward to that. All that and more after these messages. Thank you, Mark. It is Digest. I am Lee. That is Bob over there. He is Bob over there. That's it is Bob over there. We'll go with he is Bob over there.
The Bob.
The Bob.
Bridget Donahue is with us in the studio. Bridget is our City of Delaware Recreation Program Superintendent. So she is oversees all the great programming and fun things to do in the City of Delaware Recreation, as well as all the things that go maybe not so fun, but are important parts of recreation in the City of Delaware. But Bridget, welcome again to the Digest. And you know, we say summer is a busy season. They're all busy seasons at recreation. There's always something going on. And you guys are so creative in the new programming that you come up with. But so give us, though, maybe let's start with, can you give us an overview of what your team is managing here heading into June and looking towards the summer?
Absolutely. So as everyone knows, we opened up Memorial Day weekend for the pool. We shut down this week.
How long is the pool open?
About 6 hours this week.
Yeah. It was a cold day. I was up in my sweatshirt and everything. Yeah. And we had a few people come out. Yeah. But we open up at noon for the rest of the summer. We're ready to go. Brighter skies coming our way soon, hopefully.
So those pool days, so the pool hours, again, we opened at Memorial Day weekend, but because school is still in session, we're not open during the week because we know every kid is home doing homework and doing all those chores that parents want them to do. But once school is out, which today, after today, so tomorrow starts the summer season.
Absolutely.
So weekend hours at the pool are?
12 to 7, and weekdays 12 to 8.
And there's also so the pool, and so those listening out there, what's new at the pool this year, or what are some important things to know if you're coming to Mingo Pool?
Absolutely. So our team did a variety of updates throughout the wintertime. A lot of maintenance stuff. Something that we got installed actually during this week during our closure was two lighting structures. So now we can have our diving well open later than we used to have it, which is a huge upgrade for us. We also have...
Work on your cannonball there, Robert.
Cannonball!
I expect to see you. Yeah. Come on out. We have some shade structures that are going to be added this season as well, which will be a huge benefit. A lot of our residents asked for more shady areas, so that's what we're doing for them. Other things are just mechanical upgrades, things to prolong our system and keep our pool up and running.
So the city also has a splash pad and over at Veterans Park, and a little bit different operation there in that it's open dawn to dusk. And it's free to use, and you can just walk in. And what else should people know about the splash pad?
Absolutely. The parks team did a fantastic job on opening it and maintaining it throughout the winter. Things to bring, definitely bring some water, sunscreen. I tell people to bring chairs. We get a lot of people out there. So there's not as many chairs as we can accommodate. So bring some chairs, bring a good time, bring some water, and have fun.
I wanted to mention, there is like a little snack shack out there at Veterans Park, right?
We do. So it used to be called Rocky's Italian Ice. So that's always a big attraction out there. So they'll be out there again this season. Also weather dependent too. So.
And back to the pool, what does it cost to get in? Is it for residents, non-residents, membership? Talk about that.
Absolutely. So we have our daily admission is $8 for you. So anybody under the age of 18. Two and under are free, and then our adults, which are 18 and older, are $10 per day. Memberships vary. Those go by resident, non-resident prices, and all of those memberships and everything are available online for people to view and purchase.
And on the subject of the snack shack as well, did I see that there's not a snack shack at the pool now, and talk about why that is and what people, can they bring snacks, that type of thing?
Absolutely. So it did not make sense for us to continue to operate it just with staffing concerns and everything. So we did accommodate by having vending machines. So there's an ice cream vending machine, snacks, pop, things like that. People are always welcome to bring coolers. We also tell people if you want to order a pizza, order a pizza. You are more than welcome. As long as there's no glass or anything, we're good to go.
So what do you do? We joke about the weather, but in the pool open Memorial Day, Saturday, it was sunny but cool, cruddy on Sunday, not great on Monday, it's raining today. Obviously the pool isn't open today, but what do you do on those days, and you know, how do you notify, and how can a pool goer or interested pool user know about if the pool's open?
Absolutely. So we like to go off of attendance numbers, seeing how many people we have come and show up. For us, we always post closures, everything on the city Parks and Rec Facebook page. That is the most up-to-date information that you can get. So if you're wondering if the pool's open or closed, if you don't see that there's a closure, we're going to be open.
We're talking with Bridget Donahue, the City of Delaware's Recreation Program Superintendent, about the Jack Florence Pool at Mingo Park, the splash pad. Big part of summer. I know Bob's kids take part in is youth camps, and another big season of youth camps this year. What kind of activities are kids going to enjoy this summer?
Absolutely. So our campers have a full schedule ahead of themselves. They go out with our community partners. So the Strand is amazing and welcoming us. They go out to the pool. We do STEM activities. We have the Delaware County Library coming out and visiting us and doing kind of a book reading and a book talk.
That sounds like fun summer.
Reading, man.
I'm kidding. I'm sure it's going to be fun.
Don't harass the lead into our show, all right?
Oh, no, they're completely harassable. But anyway, go ahead.
Other things, STEM, arts and crafts. We do a Survivor Week, so they're going to be out doing field day activities, water activities. So I know that they've had water balloon fights, and they've done, slip and slides. Goodness gracious. So they do a variety of activities. Like I said, arts and crafts and STEM is a lot what they focus. Slime is a huge thing that kids love too.
You've got
you had me at slip and slide.
Yeah,
you've
got seven different sessions, I think, each a weekly session. You don't have to sign up for all of them. Are there still signups available, or are there still space available throughout the summer?
We do. We have a couple of spots open. I think we have 3 spots in week number 4. So if you're interested, definitely sign your kids up before they go, because they do go fast.
That's so cool. Yeah, my son is mentioned, my soon-to-be 9-year-old. This will be his 3rd summer there in a row now, and he'll be there for most of the weeks. Not every week, but most of them. He's looking so much. Your staff does such a great job, and a big shout-out to your summer camp staff and the counselors that take care of the campers. They're always so great and so fun. I'm looking at your Facebook page. I see some other stuff coming up. This basket challenge on June 14th at Blue Limestone. Talk about that. That sounds kind of cool.
Absolutely. So this is part of the Juneteenth event that we are helping Unity Community run. So it's a huge Juneteenth celebration. I invite everybody to go and enjoy it. But this basketball tournament is something that's going to be new, that's added, and it's actually run by some pretty amazing professionals, if you've seen who's coming. We have Mike Wells and Tracy Summer Jr., who are going to be running this, and then they bring the top kids out after the shootout, and then what they do is they play a game of basketball. It's really focused for kids, middle school, so 6th to 8th graders. It's going to be a great time, so I truly invite everybody to go out and enjoy this and watch this happen.
Everything at Blue Limestone Park, that's going to be a fun Saturday. It's always great, too, when we can use our many park systems in the city, not just the pool at Mingo Park or Mingo Park. So this will be taking place at Blue Limestone. You know, we talk about pool and your camps, and staffing and safety are huge issues always for recreation. And I know that you are that you and your team always do a good job of getting lifeguards to, especially at the pool, to come back, get them certified, get them trained up. How's that process going? And if is there still opportunity for someone that might be listening to get a summer job?
Absolutely. So we always hire lifeguards. We're actually running a lifeguard class coming up here soon. So those registrations are open. So anybody that's interested in becoming a lifeguard, I encourage them to apply for this training session and get that certification. Other training opportunities that we do it every season. We always do it the Saturday before opening, is we go through a whole emergency action plan. So these kids know exactly what to do in an emergency. So that way we're best prepared to serve our community.
The other part of every summer, you know, all of us probably participated in a stick and ball sport growing up, and baseball, softball, or mom chasing me with the stick, you know, because I broke something with a ball. But baseball and softball this year a little bit different. We're partnering with the Ohio Youth or Olentangy Youth Athletic Association. How has that partnership been going, Bridget, and do you have any data on registrations?
Absolutely. It's been a great partnership. We've seen a lot of positive changes moving and partnering with OYAA. We've seen our registrations boom from our city residents especially. It's a fantastic run program. It's very well organized. Like I said, our residents have really supported this decision
as
well.
So numbers are up this year. Registration. That's great.
Absolutely.
That's great. So more families, more of our youth are participating in this program, and OYAA, very well organized. They work with you. Great partner to have.
Absolutely. They're great at communicating. Really do a great job with our fields and everything as well. Fantastic. And like I said, I like seeing the numbers rise. I mean, especially with our softball program, we've seen those numbers skyrocket.
And we had struggled in years past, you know, in all candor, you know, we knew the program could be better and struggled sometimes to get enough teams to fill leagues. And sounds like it's been going really good with OYA.
Absolutely. We've heard a lot of positive remarks.
So speaking of positive comments, I know they're not always all positive, but what do you hear? What kind of feedback do you hear from families or residents about kind of what they desire or directions for the programs?
Absolutely. So a lot of our community is desiring more field space, more facilities, another pool. We see the growth of Delaware, and, you know, we need to be able to accommodate that. So, I mean, we have to register we have to limit registrations, and that's not something that we want to do, but it's just not what our facility or facilities can handle. So it's something that we're working on, something that we're working towards. We see it, we hear it, and they're right. We do need more facilities. And
One of our long-term plans, and maybe it's not even that long-term, but there's some city space off a Curve Road that there's going to be developed at some point. Do you have any update on that?
Absolutely. We're still going through that process, but we are looking at adding more multi-purpose fields out there, out on Curve Road, like I said. It'll be a great opportunity. We'll be able to accommodate a lot more youth and really make some upgrades to the rest of our fields, too. So once we get those up and running and working, we'll be able to kind of make more adjustments so that way we're not causing problems with other programs that are using our fields and space. So we'll get those up and running and make improvements to our current fields.
You got a lot of, there's always a lot going on. And with so much going on, Bridget, how can our listeners out there find out more about Parks and Recreation? What kind of, how can they contact the department or talk with you?
Absolutely. So always feel free. You can call our offices at the 1450 number.
740-203-1450.
Mm-hmm. Then we also have our email. We also have our Facebook page, an Instagram page, and then obviously the City of Delaware website, which is DelawareOhio.net.
And that email is, what is it?
It is parks@DelawareOhio.net.
Pretty simple. That's good. parks@DelawareOhio.net or 203-1450. If you have a Parks and Rec question, and also to register for a program, go through the City of Delaware. It's right on the homepage. You can click on the Parks and Rec button, and it'll take you to registration for programs and all the great stuff that's going on in Parks and Rec. Hey, Bridget, let's do it again in the studio, okay?
All right. Sounds great to
awesome,
me.
Awesome.
Thanks
Super
for
job,
having me.
And always good to have you on and always fun. So let's pray for better weather and for some of that summer weather, all right?
Absolutely.
Rain jackets and rain boots. Let's go, man.
That don't cut it for June, July, and August. So better days are ahead, though. So enjoy them at the Parks and Rec Department of the City of Delaware. Mark, let's try it again next week if you have us back.
Well, come on back, baby.
All right. We'll see everybody next week on The Digest.